from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Swing and a fly ball. Deep right field, and this ball is out of here. A two-run home run for Peralta. The Padres lead 8-0 in the third inning.
I think we were in a situation today, and it's the first time I've seen it. Like, we tried to do a little bit too much. Today's the first game during this streak where I didn't think we played well at all. We've had games where we've been close. I think the most important thing is this group's got to stay together. I mean, they played good baseball for 3.5 months. We're in a tough stretch right now. They got to stay together.
That's putting it mildly. Derek Shelton, we are talking Pirates baseball to begin today's show, even though they are out of it. Their season is essentially over. With still a quarter of the season to go, it would be like the Steelers being mathematically eliminated with 5 games left after 12 games. It would be like the Penguins being out with around Valentine's Day or around March 1st. I mean, this is where we're at with the Pirates, but the losing streak has gotten to double digits, and I think fans are fired up and fed up, and I want to allow for them to vent and here's some of our thoughts on it to begin today's show. Malzi's here. Donnie's here as well. Shelton, it sounds like he's finally no longer in denial about his team. I guess the first step of recovery is admitting that there's a problem. It took the team losing 10 in a row and getting down 8-0 yesterday for him to say, oh, I think we finally played a bad game. Who are you? Like, what are you? I understand as a manager that you can't get too high, you can't get too low.
But now would be the time to probably have been getting a little bit low on your team and using the whip here a little bit, like you're a jockey.
You've lost a game because your shortstop made 3 errors. You've lost multiple games because your setup man sucked so badly that he chopped his hair off and then you had to manufacture an injury. You had a closer blow up. You had a game that you lost. He's saying they haven't had a bad game. They lost a game 6-0 during this streak when the other team's ace was removed from the game because of a water drainage problem in the outfield, and you got to face their bullpen for 8 innings. You got shut out, and you had an inning where 3 balls went off gloves and weren't caught. What is he talking about? This is their first bad game. Mitch Keller is The blind deaf kid that the Who sang about, they would have loved him because he's been a pinball machine lit up over and over again here his last 2 starts. first bad game. We've had games where guys haven't hustled out of the box. Rowdy Tellez and O'Neal Cruz.
It has been.
And now he says they finally have had a bad game, Chris.
He's in denial. It's not just a river in Egypt, Pony. He's been in denial. He has been one of the root causes for this stretch of bad play and
bad
games.
Yeah, he had a bad game. He had at least one bad game against Arizona.
Well, I just think his general handling of the bullpen has been bad. You could argue that there haven't been many good options at times for him, but I don't think he's pressed the right buttons, even if there haven't been many to press. He again strikes the chord to me, or strikes the tone to me, of a guy who, for the majority of his tenure as Pirates manager, has been managing a very bad baseball team with very, very, very little talent, like much worse than what they have this year, which isn't that good to begin with. And he has mainly had to try to keep morale up, like you would almost with a team of T-ballers who are overmatched within their own league. And I don't think, in terms of how he's managed the games, that he has risen to the occasion, obviously during a real crucial stretch of honest-to-God playoff race baseball. And then after these games, I think he has handled these guys with kid gloves to an embarrassing degree. What, to whatever degree you think that those post-game pressers matter, Pony, like what purpose they serve, like he's going to meet with the press, he's going to give a quote, he's going to give quotes, you know, fill out stories. The most tangible, I think, thing that those things do is super serve the fans in some ways. Occasionally you'll get a real answer as to why something happened the way that it did. But otherwise, people want to see either a lot of good vibes when things are going well, or when things are going poorly, they want you, as in the capacity of manager, to sound ticked off. And he really hasn't.
He's been very defensive this whole time. I don't even need ticked off. I just need him being aware of the fact that his team has played lousy baseball. When you say we have to stick together, when you start saying those things, it makes me think that you're concerned. Guys aren't really doing that, so you need to use the media to prod them and cajole them and talk them into staying together. If you weren't concerned about that, you wouldn't bring it up. You wouldn't even mention it. You made the T-ball analogy. I wasn't even thinking about it that way, but that's a good point. If his primary task is still, you are a guy in charge of a team that is on the up and up. It is not ready yet, but you are trying to get to that point where you can be a contender. Mm-hmm. Part and parcel with that is taking young players and making them better. I've got a list of position players here. Key Brian Hayes, Nick Gonzalez, Jared Triolo, Henry Davis, Jack Sawinski. I'll throw Joey Barton there. They've hit on two? Gonzalez and Bart?
And Gonzalez, I think, is a partial hit right now. He hasn't been that good. He just felt good, like, as a player by comparison to what they have.
Hayes averages one extra base hit a month. He hit his home run when they were down 4-0 in L.A., so he's met his quota for August. Triolo, who they raved about as an all-around player, is batting under 200. Davis is in Indianapolis. Sawinski's in Indianapolis, and he sucks down there. So, like, if you're not even grading him by wins and losses, how about, do we have the core? Do we have the makings of a really good team? How are these young players coming along? He's not even succeeding at that, Chris. You know, that's why I'm calling for it right now. I'm calling for this right now, this session that I have. Adjourned means that it's over. What does when you call a session?
Called to order.
Called to order. This is an emergency session to break down the Pirates' problems.
This is a Pirates' emergency. The Pirates cannot hit. They cannot pitch. They cannot field. They cannot bunt. They cannot run hard to first base. Malfunction. Malfunction.
Yes. I think I know that voice.
Yeah.
At first I thought you tried to do like an AI thing, but the voice was too good. Is that Samantha McGill?
I'm not going to say who it is. That's the Pirates emergency response system right there.
Can you play that one more time for me?
This is a Pirates emergency. The Pirates cannot hit. They cannot pitch. They cannot field. They cannot bunt. They cannot run hard to first base. Malfunction. Malfunction.
Donnie, did you take any issue with the emergency system's
It started
warning?
Too late. You put it out there too late. You put out the tornado warning after the town already got leveled here. What are you doing?
That's what Shelton is saying. Shelton said that this is their first bad game.
I don't care. He was also not prepared.
I'm saying Shelton
finally. Hey, guys, flood watches. People are sitting on their roofs.
I'm saying Shelton finally pressed the button on it.
I think next time it needs to be like one of the EAS alerts that pop up.
Oh,
and
no.
We get them about seven times a show.
Oh, well, I have to tell you about that.
I heard one interrupted a very good and compelling back and forth you were having with a caller.
You think playing music would get you in hot water? You try to mimic that EAS?
Oh, yeah, you can't mean. Oh, boy. Yeah, oh, no. You get
fines,
fired.
Fines everywhere. There's fines if that happens, buddy.
No. I mean, you should just play it like seven times during the show at random points during conversation.
Oh, I got you.
This is a Pirates emergency. The Pirates cannot hit. They cannot pitch. They cannot field. They cannot bunt.
Like
they
bunts.
Cannot run hard like to first base. There. Malfunction. Malfunction.
Very good robot voice.
Yes, it's all malfunctioning right now.
Yeah, you're calling for the Pirates emergency alert system, whatever you want to call it. I guess we can't even call it that, the emergency Pirates system. You're calling for it about 10 games too late, pal, or 5 games too late. I think you chop this losing streak in half, you feel like they're still within shouting distance. Not anymore, pal. No way. They're done. And it's just, you know what? Like, I just hate the idea that you have to say something out loud like these guys got to stick together, because as you said, you only say that as a manager if you have started to notice that the connective tissue is rupturing here, is ripping apart.
We played our first bad game. The first two games of this series, you scored one combined run.
I know.
What is he talking about?
Like, yeah, doesn't...
First bad game.
Wait, so does he only think... This is a serious question. Does he only think that bad baseball is baseball where you look like the Bad News Bears? I understand, like, if I'm talking about, like, my 9- and 10-year-old team, the first years of kid pitch, if you get shut out 3-0 but you literally don't make errors, your coach probably would say, you guys played a very sound game, because everyone's 9 and 10. Part of playing good baseball games is, I don't know, scoring runs, getting hits. I'm not even talking about situational hitting. Hit the ball over the fence. Hit the ball off the wall. So if he was a golf coach and a guy shot like a 77 and there were no blow-up holes, he just made like 6 bogeys and no pars, or in no birdies. And that wasn't a bad round, just had a thing here or there.
Text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line. Edgar Snyder reminds you to text responsibly. Time out, we're right back on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Here's the set and the pitch. Swing and deep drive to right. Line drive out of here. Home run, Jake Cronenworth. And the Padres, 3 batters in. They lead 3-0.
we're in a stretch where we're seeing the hottest two teams in baseball, or that, you know, and then we get the Dodgers in between. We've gotten beat by good teams, and we have to figure a way out of it.
What an excuse maker, Shelton.
Part of the reason that they're the two hottest teams in baseball, especially in San Diego's case, is because they're beating up you. And I thought a team with the pitching we've all said that the Pirates have is supposed to be able to win those games. Also, these last three against the Padres, offense completely silent. But what's really shameful about this losing streak is for the first seven, by and large, offense did their part to hang into these games. Offense even brought them back in a couple of these games. McCutchen single-handedly tried to will them to a win over the Dodgers. They're the hottest teams in baseball because they got the Pirates speed bump on their schedule.
If I were Bob Nutting, I would fire Derek Shelton right now. And I would give Donnie Kelly 40 games to show me something. He's been called a manager in waiting when he was hired. That was brought up. Hey, this guy's a future MLB manager. He's going to be a great major league manager one day. He's going to be awesome at this thing. He's going to be great at this job. All of those superlatives and compliments were paid to him as a baseball guy. Oh, he played for Jim Leland. He knows the game inside and out. Well, let's see it then. Put it to the test. Give him a shot. Give him 40 games. And if they go well, I don't think you're going to have to pay Donnie Kelly like he's Bill Belichick. Something tells me he'd probably be fine with taking less than most managers make to manage his hometown team. Because you'll have to pay Shelton next year too, but I don't think Shelton is making Mike Tomlin money or Mike Sullivan money.
Bob Nutting has proven in the past he is willing to eat money to get rid of manager, general manager, and eventually, obviously, get rid of
the team president. If we have this potentially great Kevin Cash-like baseball savant guy in his early 40s.
Start showing it.
Yeah. And Amanda doesn't like me saying all this because she's like a big Shelton person and she won't warn me.
Because he met Stella
and he held her and we were at Pirate Fest.
This is what's awkward about your job. He was incredibly nice.
And I tried to explain to her, when we do this, you have to separate how you feel about somebody.
Do you think Shelton can separate the nice personal interaction he had with you and your family versus he could say, that pony, nice guy. The pony calling for my job, I'm frustrated, but I get it. There are two wolves, pony.
I mean, based on the end of the conversation with Starkey on Tuesday, I think he would have a very difficult time separating those two things.
He's presided over an incredible, and he is very much in one of the chief responsible people for a very desultory stretch of baseball.
Is that how you would describe it, Don? You see desultory here? Would that be one of the first words that comes?
It's all over the place.
I knew he was going to stop this as soon as I said desultory.
When you think desultory, what are the words that come to mind with it?
Salt. Salty. Man, it's just all over the place in that clubhouse. It's getting ugly.
Lacking in consistency, constancy, or visible order. Disconnected and fitful.
It's a good word to describe it.
I need to dumb it back down.
No, dumb is the wrong way of putting it. You need to have a vocabulary that isn't that
a common man's vocabulary.
Yes. Brings everybody in.
So I got to channel Dusty Rhodes more than Rhodes Scholar.
More than William Regal.
Oh, but he was a blue-collar guy once upon a time. One of the great gimmicks in WWE history. A real man's man.
Great entrance song, too.
The all-timer.
Wait a minute. Speaking of WWE.
He's a man.
Apparently, Donnie just grabbed this.
Such a man.
Kabali just made his McAfee such debut as PMC, as a Pat McAfee show correspondent.
Yes.
His first.
Do they call it the PMS show?
Yeah, they do.
Okay.
This is Pat letting his audience know that Mark is now going to be one of the contributors to their show.
I'm here to announce that not only will he be a correspondent for us this upcoming season, as of, I think, just like an hour ago or so, Mark Caboli, also a WWE digital contributor.
Wow.
What?
Look at him.
Yeet.
He has absolutely.
Oh, he failed right up that ladder.
Right. Ladder?
Yeah, he might be more in one of those Elon Musk rockets right now. I mean, hopefully not one of the ones that explodes.
Dottie is telling us off the air that Cabali has basically landed his dream job.
Write about pro wrestling.
Talk about the Steelers and talk about
and write about pro wrestling. And he's going to bond with his kid because at least one of his two kids is super into pro wrestling. So now there are two guys who work in this market in media. I'll call them bigger guys who have wrestling and sports backgrounds. Something in the water here in Pittsburgh. Actually, three. Well, no, Corey Graves doesn't work in this market on the sports media side of it, but he once upon a time, Donnie, was a late night fill-in host who did famously fall asleep on the air here. But man, Corey Graves is Kurt Angle 2.0. I watched Kurt Angle do the sportscast pony on Fox 53.
He was very stiff.
He was just not good. When Corey Graves was working under his real name, he fell asleep, and now he's great because he talks great on WWE. Two of those examples.
Everything's
now
coming up Cabali. So it he's really now going to be sent to all these big wrestling events, I take it?
Do you think he'll get jaded about that the way he does about sports? Yeah, I don't know, guys. You know, I was here at blah, blah, blah stadium.
Oh, no one bitched and complained about covering football more than
I was here at WrestleMania 42.
I just got a very funny text from our boy Smeltzer. He brought up a good point.
Joe Smeltzer, Penn State beat writer, yes?
America's sweetheart.
The entire Pat McAfee crew is downloadable in the new WWE game. Oh. What if they just make a Mark Cabali character?
Kaboom! He's unbelievable in matches until his Achilles goes.
Whatever transgression,
a shoot injury.
Whatever transgression got him fired at The Athletic. If I were him, I'd be thanking my lucky stars that it happened every day now. He isn't a.
Don't you think he probably is? This is one of those when God closes a door, he opens a window.
I mean, it almost. You know how we all thought that LeGarrette Blount knew when he ran off the field that he had a contract from the Patriots waiting?
That he could do that and Belichick wouldn't hold it against him.
Or that
him.
Belichick even said, like, hey, get yourself cut from the Steelers.
Encouraged it
in
some sort of way.
Yeah, there are Steelers fans that absolutely believe that. I think there's a compelling case given circumstantial evidence that Cabali wanted to get himself
let go by The Athletic. I don't believe
No?
That. No. I don't think that's the case. I don't think we have a Blount situation here. Have you ever had something happen where you got fired from a job and then ended up
Mention it, let's see if you get fired. Can we try to get you fired and then see if you just have all these
No, I think
doors
I'll just
open?
End up homeless at some point if that happens. I think that would probably go poorly for
Follow us on Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Speaking of Smeltzer, a college football minute is next. Why? Because local teams are getting put into the playoff by experts. Who are they and where are they playing? We'll tell you next. Bob Pompiani, next hour, is the PM team. At 2:36, it's time for a college football minute, brought to you by Buell. Stop blindly paying those increasing auto and home insurance premiums. Contact the Buell Insurance Agency in Gibsonia. We attempt to, we do our best to please everyone in our audience. So here is a morsel, here is a nugget on college football as we get closer to the start of the season. Both CBS Sports and the Associated Press put out projected college football playoffs today. It is now 12 teams. Two local squads in to the CBSSports.com field. Penn State in as a 9 seed. The first round of the college football playoff is on campus. They're not at bowl games.
Would not get a game, though.
But in that situation, they would go on the road to play Texas A&M, and the winner would get number one Georgia.
That might be the battle of the two fan bases that are the most convinced that their in-stadium experience is both the best and affects other teams. We've got the yell practice at midnight. We've got the 12th man.
Also,
everyone else in Texas literally hates us.
Also, two programs, much more A&M than Penn State, but are just like there's a hall
delusions
of fame
of grandeur.
And there's a hall of very good. They are in the hall of very good college football programs.
They are as close to mirror images as you can get.
It is the Spider-Man
meme.
Is that a meme or is it just a picture?
No, it's a meme. You apply it to, like, situations, which makes it a meme. The dumpster floating down the street is a picture or a GIF.
Penn State 9.
Okay.
No Notre Dame.
I'm devastated.
In CBS Sports' college football playoff projection. The AP, the Associated Press, they report things right down the middle, Malzi.
Will Graves.
Things of that nature.
Yep.
No Penn State. No Notre Dame. West Virginia, 11 seed.
Incredible. Crowley will be burning his own couch.
Going to Tuscaloosa in week one. Or week one in the first round of the college football playoff, 6-11 game.
Don't think that'll go well for them, even though it's about to be a new era in Tuscaloosa. Better chance of that of which one happening? Penn State 9, West Virginia 11. Not even close. It's, of course, Penn State.
Penn State's going to beat West Virginia Labor Day weekend.
Are you sure? Or is Neil Brown going to stir the echoes?
I'm sure. In fact, I'm guaranteeing it.
What will you do if West Virginia wins?
Make out with my wife, hopefully. Actually, what am I talking about? I'm 38 years old. You don't have passionate make-out sessions anymore. Do you guys?
No.
Donnie, do you and Sarah have passionate make-out sessions?
Like when you it's not like the high school party.
Yeah. Like when you guys got super liquored up down in Nashville and you were smoking like a pack of cigarettes a day down there. Did it happen?
No, not that I can recall.
I think you know you're in a mature relationship as an adult where you're like getting older where there's smooching. But otherwise, you're saving the real passion for some other aspects of affection, like sex.
Thank you.
I didn't know if I needed to spell it out for you. I think if I said, hey, Al, do you want to make out tonight, babe? She would be like, that is the weirdest thing you've said to me in years. If you said that to Amanda right now, if you text her and said, do you want to make out tonight? She would like slap you when you got home.
I was at, not really a dance club. I was at a bar. This is like 5 years ago here in Pittsburgh. And there was a couple at the bar that had to be in their 70s.
Making out?
And not only was there like intense making out where tongues were down the other's throat, there was also, by the woman, not the man.
Groping?
A squeezing of the butt.
Okay, two minds here.
Public squeezing.
Two minds here. There are two wolves here. One, I want to say to them, like, really, guys? On the other hand,
not married.
Good
no,
for them.
No wedding, unless they weren't wearing wedding bands.
Cheating on their spouses, which would be interesting in their 70s. They still want to get busy.
Yep. Well, they say nursing homes are just a hotbed for that stuff. You worked in a nursing home. You know what it's like.
No, I don't, because the nursing home I worked at was, to my knowledge, not a hotbed for STIs, which is apparently what's the truth. Hmm.
And the Olympic Village, apparently.
For disease?
Just a hot... No, well,
oh, no, they're just all having sex.
Yeah.
Yeah, on those cardboard beds.
I mentioned that to Amanda, and she's like, oh, the whole world is known about Olympic Village being a place where people
get busy.
Got it on for decades. And
she's
I'm like,
correct.
No, they do not.
Yes, they
no,
have. No, she's right.
So your parents know that.
No, I'm talking about for like probably the last five or six Olympics, so going back probably two decades,
okay,
people have known.
So 2 decades ago, your parents were in their 40s. They didn't...
Anybody who cares enough about the Olympics to read a bunch of stories has come across in the last 20 years easily stories about, wow, these athletes love to fool around when they're not doing their sport. The making out thing just got... I mean, do you remember the last time you made out?
Probably mid-20s.
In your mid-20s.
Yeah, I think it's
been... So you and Amanda never made out.
I think maybe when we first started dating.
It's more canoodling when you're dating as a serious adult. I love that this music. Same thought at the same time.
Penn State better make the effing playoffs. They've lost to Michigan and Ohio State. They've gotten swept by those two teams the last 3 years. They don't play Michigan this year. Not that Michigan's like all high and mighty with Harbaugh gone and McCarthy and everything else. I mean, they'll still be a really good team, but they're not as good as last year.
Mm-hmm.
Ohio State is in-state college. Their toughest non-conference game is West Virginia. They do go to USC. They do go to Wisconsin. I think if you go 10-2, you got still a chance to get in. They lose. They go 9-3 with that schedule. It's a, I'm sorry, it's a horrible season for them.
They're in a weird hell of their own creation, and it's the same as A&M's. The fan base expects them to be one thing. They probably should be that thing now, for sure, with the expanded playoff, but there's always the question of whether they're going to get there. I think there even will be this year. There's always the chance they stub their toe. That's why people up there don't seem... I mean, would you say Penn State fan base approval rating for Franklin is even 40%?
I think it's higher than that.
Is it above 50?
No. Well, maybe barely.
I don't know if it is, man. I was going to at first say, is it 50-50? I hear, let me put it this way. I hear from my like Penn State friends who are diehards for the program much more complaining in the aggregate about him than like praising him. They're like, yeah, he gets these great recruits. We love the way he recruits. And then we invariably end up frustrated by several of the biggest names.
Would you say better chance West Virginia goes 2-0 against Penn State and Pitt or 0-2?
0-2.
I actually think 2-0.
Actually, wait, what am I saying? I think they're going to beat Pitt. Sorry, EJ. And I think they could. I think they have. West Virginia has a thing about them where I think they can always spring an upset. Is that the Phil Steele for this year?
It is.
That is one of the most maniacally prepared books in all of sports.
Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevy. Low of 69 degrees. More Pirates next hour. It's a big day to talk about them having lost 10 in a row. Paul Skeens pitches tomorrow night. Should the Pirates shut him down? We'll debate that and more. First, a quick timeout, then a long commercial-free segment. It's the PM team.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.